Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
If I say anything else, I want to say that nothing I say here today is to make anyone feel condemned or in a wrong way. I'm going to be talking about a very difficult subject on right from wrong and where we sit on that line. So I just wanted to say from the off that I'm not making anything like that, but I just want us to really think about how we make our decisions and how those decisions affect and how we can very easily end up on the wrong side of right. And so I'm going to start in Ephesians 5, and it describes in the letter how we should behave. So verse 1, it says, "Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them." And this scripture, it describes things which seem quite big things: morality, impurity, and obscenity, and these things. But I'm sure many of us are like, well, you know, I don't really touch those things. But, you know, I don't rob the bank, I don't hurt someone, I don't attack anyone, and so that verse doesn't really apply to me. I can just ignore it. I'm a good person, really. And so I want to start by asking some questions today. Is it right to speed when you're driving? Is it right to steal? Is it right to lie? And I'm pretty sure that, hopefully, probably, most of you, you know the answer to these questions, that they are not really right, that they are wrong. They're either illegal, morally wrong, or just would hurt people. And so now I'm going to ask you a few more questions. Are you honest? Do you profess to be an honest person? Hopefully, we're a room full of Christians. The answer is yes, you do. But let me ask those original questions in a slightly different way. Have you ever broken the speed limit? Come on, own up. Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever exaggerated the truth or underplayed it? And I know the majority of us probably can, if we're honest, admit to at least one of those things. Sadly, I could admit to all three. Now, I have excuses. When I was had young children, I went to Boots. I put the wipes in the bottom of my buggy, and I went to the till. I had every intention of paying for those wipes, and it wasn't until I got home, took the buggy out of the car, and saw the wipes in the bottom of the buggy, and my children were like, "Oh, Mummy, you didn't pay for them." I was like, "Oh, yeah," and I felt so guilty because, you know, I'm an honest person. I tried to ring the store, and I couldn't get through, and so I left it at that. So I stole those wipes. And my children have never let me forget it. Trust you. Mummy, you stole those wipes. So Does that make it right that I stole those wipes? Because I've got an excuse. It's a perfectly good excuse, is it not? So let's think about something else. I never intend to speed. I like to think of myself as someone with integrity. I never go out to speed in my car. However, I am often rushing from here to there. Off to the school, back to the school, back to work, to some group or other or something or other, and I'm always late and I'm always rushing. And sad to say, I do slip over a little bit, but that's okay, isn't it? I mean, I don't mean to do it. I don't get caught, so what difference does it make? I'm only a few bits, a few miles over. I have occasionally nearly been caught, but that's not my fault, is it? I mean, it's that silly van that likes to catch you. And in our village particularly, they like to sit on the hill as you come out of the village. When I'm on my way to the school and I'm in a rush because I'm late as usual, and, it's on a hill, isn't it? I mean, it's so hard to stick to that 30 when you're going up a hill. It's just not right. Anyway, I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? And these are just some of my excuses for it. But let's go back a bit. Why am I speeding in the first place? Well, because I'm late. And, it's safe anyway, isn't it? I'm a safe driver. I haven't had that many crashes, I'm only a few miles over the speed limit. What's the problem? But hang on a minute. Why am I even over the speed limit in the first place? Well, because I like to drive as close to that 30 miles an hour as I can. Dead on it, if I can. But it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to keep that thing on that line. So sometimes you just topple over a little bit. And anyway, 9 out of 10 times I don't get caught. So what does it matter? I hope that my excuses that I'm making here are starting to make you feel a bit uncomfortable. They did me when I realised how many I'd got. Because even if you partially agree with me, you know deep down that I'm wrong. That I should make sure that I stay under the 30 mile an hour limit or the 60 mile an hour limit or whatever it is. You know that what I'm telling you, what I'm confessing to, does not show me in a good light. But here's the thing, I never mean to do it. I never go out to do it, but it happens like a chain reaction to the decisions that I make. It starts because I want to do the right thing. But I also want to go as fast as I can within that right thing. I don't really want to drive around at 10 or 20 miles an hour because it's slow. I like to drive as fast as I am allowed. And it's okay. I'm on the right side of wrong if I stick to the 30. I haven't done anything illegal because I'm not over the 30. And, it's hard to stick to it though, isn't it? And sometimes I just tip into the two miles over the 30. But that's okay, the police won't prosecute me. So I'm still on the right side of wrong, aren't I? But then one day I'm late and I push it. And, I'm now 5 miles over and flash, I'm caught. Oh, that van again. That fine. But it's actually my fault. Because if I'd ensured that I always stay on the right side of wrong, I would not get caught. You see, there is a line between right and wrong. There's all that right and there's all that wrong, but there is a line between it. There's a line between legal and illegal. There's a line between good and bad. And often in life, at least I do, I'm sure some of you do as well, like to sail as close to that line as we can, because we tell ourselves, it's okay, I'm not over the line, I'm okay. Now, I want you to imagine there's a line down the middle of this room. Hopefully there's a, you know, this side is the right side. Well done, everybody. You're on the right side. This side is the wrong side. So, sorry, everybody, you sat in the wrong place today. And, well, I start over here. I start over here, and I'm in the shop, and I love chocolate. It's my thing. I love it. But I know it's really bad for me, and I know that if I buy a bar, I'll probably eat the lot. And I shouldn't, really, because I don't need it. But I'm in the shop, and I'm like, I see the chocolate, and I'm like, oh, that would be so good. I could just enjoy that. But actually, perhaps if I just buy it, take it home, put it in the cupboard. I won't have it today. I'll be good today. I won't buy it, and I'll put it in the cupboard. Let's just do that. That'll be fine. And suddenly I bought the chocolate, and I'm on my way home. The chocolate, that chocolate looks good. Perhaps if I just smell the chocolate, that'll fill my desire for the chocolate. But I'm still okay, because I haven't eaten the chocolate. And what if I try a little bit? I just one bit of the chocolate, and I'll leave the rest for later. Oh, now I'm on the line. But I've started eating the chocolate, and it's lovely. And suddenly, oh dear. I knew over there I shouldn't have eaten the chocolate. I shouldn't have even bought the chocolate. But I wanted it so bad. So I made excuses all that way, and suddenly I'm right the way over here. You see, the decisions I made here could have left that chocolate in the shop, and I would have stayed here and carried on with my day. Life would have been fine. But the decisions that I made along the way ended up all the way over here. And I hope my silly examples are starting to show you what I'm getting at. Often, we don't go out to do the wrong thing. We don't set out over here. We don't want to start there. We have good intentions. We want to be over there. But the small choices we make along the way, the buying of the chocolate, the smelling of the chocolate, the tasting of the chocolate, takes us to the other side. And before we know it, it's too late. We've stumbled in whichever way it is. But there is a better way. If when I was all the way over there, I decided not to buy the chocolate, I would never have been tempted to open it and eventually eat it or even start or even, you know, even go there, and I would have been a healthier person, I'm sure, for not having it. So I'm going to go back to Ephesians verse 15. I've missed out a few, not for any particular reason, just because of time. And I want to just read the next bit. Be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise, but as the wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand the Lord's will. You notice it says, be careful. Careful means making sure to avoid potential danger, mishap, or harm in our lives. Not as the unwise, but as the wise. To avoid potential danger, we have to be wise in our decisions, thinking things through before we do them, giving God time to speak to us about them, taking our time, responding, not reacting, planning and not just winging it. I read recently that a good way to look at this is to work out what your big dream is would be in 10 years' time. Perhaps it's something like financial. Perhaps you want to be out of debt. And then write it down. Write it down somewhere where you can see it every single day so that you think about it every single day. Base your decisions on it. For example, when I was over here and I wanted to be financially free, but I love shopping and I go in and I'm in Tesco's or somewhere and I just have a little browse because I love shopping and I see a jumper that I really want. I don't really need it, but I'd love it. It looks nice. Oh, but I want to be debt free in 10 years' time. So actually, let's just leave the jumper where it is. And, you know, I gain that little bit. And every decision I make will build towards my dream, what God has placed on my heart that I should do. And my examples here today could be applied to anything, really. I deliberately applied it to things hopefully we can all relate to. Perhaps to silly things, or little things, as we might say. But we all have things in our lives that we need to be very careful about. And sometimes what may seem a little thing, actually for you, is quite a big thing. We need to make sure we make wise decisions early on in our process, so that we don't start on that slippery path from the wrong side, from the right side to wrong. Is that the right way around? Perhaps your something is gossiping, or anger, or drinking too much, or financial, or internet use, whatever it may be. I'm sure we all have something where we can make a better decision much, much earlier on. You know, maybe we have friends who we know aren't particularly good influence on us. And we know that if we go out with them, we're going to end up in some sort of gossiping circle. But it's fun. But actually, is it good for us? If we go with them, are we very quickly going to end up on the wrong side of right? We have to consider every decision that we make in our lives. Is it good for us? Is it God's will for us? Is it what he wants for us? Not to take things so lightly. We take things lightly sometimes, but sometimes those very small decisions can impact us so much and so quickly that we end up on the wrong side. And so this morning, as I said, my desire is that we go from here thinking just a little bit more about the decisions that we make, so that we all make the right decisions for us, not the wrong decisions. And so let's remember we are not alone in our struggles. We have each other and we have our loving Father. There is immense hope. You know, some of our struggles may seem enormous. It may seem like we're always on this side. But there is hope. We have a God who is a good, good Father, who loves us, who wants to help us, who sent his Son to die for us so that we wouldn't have to carry those mistakes alone, so that we could once again become blameless in his eyes. So that on the days when we're struggling to stay on the right side of the line, he can pull us back and say, come back to me. And he will, if you let him. He will hold on to us so that we might try again, so that we may be new every morning and try and walk the path of integrity again. Because isn't that a beautiful thing? That even if on one day we fail and we end up slowly creeping to this side, it's okay. Because the next morning we can start over here again and we can try all over again. And so now I want to take a few moments. The worship team are going to come up and start to play maybe, but I just want us all to take a few moments to think about what it is that is your, perhaps your thing that you need to think about. Let's spend a few minutes individually just being brutally honest with God and truthful to him about where we fall down. Where do we need help? Let's receive his forgiveness for us. Let's allow him to wash us clean and start anew. Let's agree to go back and start again, right now, on the right side. Let's ask our Father to help us to make wise decisions and to help us back up every time we fall. So I just encourage you now to spend just a minute or two, and then the worship team will start to play as we go into communion. But I just wanted to give everybody a chance just to be brutally honest with God about making the right, what's the right decisions for them at this time. Where do they need to go back and start again? And so we're just going to do that right now. We'll just spend a minute of quiet, and then we're going to go into a song, and then we're going to do communion.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.